did you guys do such a good job on Peterson last night?
I thought we were real aggressive. You know, and hopefully if we take anything away from the first game, it's that you can't let him get started. You look at all his runs, he'll take it anywhere on the field. He doesn't go to the designed hole most of the time, and that's what makes him so dangerous, especially hitting the edge. I think we really only gave up the edge once, you know, in that game for a short run. But for the most part, I thought we were the aggressors. We stopped him before he got going, and ultimately when our offense was able to put up enough points, forced him into passing situations. I know they talk about they only ran it, what, four times in the second half, but I like to believe that's because we forced them that hand. And hopefully that's the same case because we obviously realize what AP can do and how much he can rush for. And he's done it against us numerous times. So we got to start hot, shut him down, and force him to be one-dimensional. At the same time, if our offense is able to put points up, it's very difficult for them to continue with the running game.
Mike Daniels kind of got in the face of Adrian Peterson earlier in the game last time. How important is intensity and possibly intimidation for, against a guy like AP as well as a running team?
Well, first off, who hasn't, Mike, gotten in the face of playing football? But, no, I mean, you know, listen, like I said, I think he's arguably one of the best backs in the league, and you have to give him his, you know, credit and respect where due. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to stop him on Sunday. And we were trying to stop him then, and we're trying to stop him now. So, ultimately, the confidence and the respect needs to lie in our defense and, you know, what we're capable of doing. So, we need to be able to follow up that performance with another big defensive performance, and especially now with the you know, NFC North on the line and an opportunity to play a home playoff game. So this is as big as it gets, and it should be a fun atmosphere on Sunday night.
Zero tackle games are unusual for you. How do you look at those games? Are there specific reasoning behind it? Or?
Yeah, because they didn't give me a tackle on the second play of the game. I shared it with Mike Daniels, but they took it away. But no, I mean, you know, I just, you know, I need to find a way to be more impactful. You know, it's not for a lack of not being where I'm supposed to or not doing my job. It's just, you know, playmakers have to continue to show up. You know, you can't, you know, have games where you have one or zero tackles, you know, despite being disruptive. So, I mean, all you can really do is look forward to the next game. And I think we'll have plenty of opportunities to stop the run game and keep me involved schematically. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. But, yeah, I mean, when someone was joking with me about that the other day, and it's obviously a stat that you don't like hearing, but at the same time, you know, I'll just continue to do what I need to, but at the same time be a little more, you know, hopefully impactful and be around the ball, and, you know, the numbers will come. As with, you know, as we talked about in years prior with sacks or quarterback hits or whatnot, I'm sure that's another stat as well, where sometimes you'll have highs and you'll have lows, and hopefully we have highs this weekend.
Is this a better Viking team than you saw last month, you think?
I like to think so. You know, teams are always playing their best ball towards the end of the year, or at least, you know, have played a full season together. You saw what they were able to do against the Giants. Things got out of hand. But, you know, they look like a good, well-polished team. You know, Zimmer's got them moving in the right direction, obviously, with a, you know, obviously guaranteeing a playoff spot, but with a chance to win, you know, the NFC. So, They look good, and we'll have our hands full.
Clay, does this team jolt confidence before the postseason? And if not confidence, at least results?
Well, I would say a loss wouldn't be, you know, yeah, that's a bad taste. But at the same time, it'd be great, obviously, to get this win. You know, you get the hats, you win the NFC North. And that alone is a big, you know, vote of confidence in that, you know, obviously for 5 years in a row, which has never been done before, I think, in Packers history, 4 years in a row was never done before. So, that'll be a huge boost of confidence. Then returning back for a wild card game at home, you know, playing at home has meant so much. I know we've had a few letdowns at home, but ultimately you play for home field advantage, and hopefully that's the case. So we get this win, and it should mean a great deal, especially against a very good team.
You guys, like to have the division come down at the end of the season after years.
Is that what it is? Well, I'd rather just be sitting at 15-1 or 14-1 like years prior, but. You know, that's how you want it, though, because you treat these games like, you know, last week was a playoff-like atmosphere and a playoff-like game, and obviously we dropped the ball, but, you know, we have a chance to respond, and obviously we didn't put ourselves in position to better ourselves in the playoff seating, but we have another chance to against a very good team, another team that's going to be in the playoffs. So I guess it's what you want, and, you know, we need to show our best ball, and hopefully that's exactly what we do.
You guys have won a lot of big games and played a lot of big games. Is there any advantage here? Something that those guys have not done, at least for a couple of years?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the statistics say, but you got to like our track record and, you know, the guys we have on our team and understanding when it's time to turn it on. You know, I know Aaron made mention of last week that when it counts, we'll show up, and that's never, you know, you never want that to be the case, but you want to show up day in and day out. But at the same time, and we've been in this situation before, like you said, I guess, you know, 4 years in a row now where it comes down to the last game playing for the NFC North, playoff seeding, buys, whatever it may be, you know, we find a way to rise up and win those meaningful games. So hopefully that's 5 years in a row now.
Clay, I think they put you down as a full participant yesterday. Are you feeling any closer to, you know, where you want to be at this time of the year?
Yeah, actually I do. I think, you know, probably last week was – might have been the first week where, you know, my foot, the whole deal from the Denver injury really started to turn the corner. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it's the right time headed into the playoffs, and hopefully there's zero limitations. But, yeah, I felt good to be a full participant and take the reps that I need to in order to see what's or get the reps that I need to out there. So feeling better, feeling good, and excited about really physically how I feel at this point in the season.
Clay, this defense has played pretty well as a whole. You mentioned earlier being more impactful. Do you think if you can be more impactful, this defense could get to another level?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I mean, not just myself, that's really for everybody, but yeah, I mean, I pride myself on, you know, Dom always talks about there's those few plays in a game that change the course of a game, and, you know, I pride myself on being that guy who does it once or twice in a game, and, or, you know, whether it's the TFLs, you know, from the last Minnesota game or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, I got to find a way to show up, and I will. I will this Sunday.
Hey, do you think that's the tackles that are lacked? Is that a function of offenses adjusting to you too?
Well, I think sometimes the opportunities, you know, some games the opportunities are there, and some games there's not. You know, like I said, it's not for a lack of, you know, they might run a pulling scheme in which you got to send it back to your linebacker, or spill it to your safety, or you're in man coverage, or and then third down they're flipping you outside, in which case you're rushing the passer. So I think it's a product of, you know, kind of moving around and what's being asked. So, you know, I wouldn't put too much weight on that, but at the same time, I mean, yeah, absolutely. If you're one of 11 guys out there, you need to show up, you know, obviously on film, but at the same time on the stat sheet as well.
Hey, Clay, real quick, I'm sure it was good to see BJ back out there at practice today. How much did his absence, he leaves at the end of the first quarter, obviously, how much did that kind of change things defensively Sunday, and how good was it to see
that? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously good to see our starters and our playmakers back on the field. I mean, just you look at the entire team last Sunday, and we had a number of starters that were injured, and, you know, the Cardinals took advantage of that, and it was hard to overcome that. But, I mean, injuries are an easy excuse, but nonetheless, you know, having a guy like BJ 7 years in, you know, who really can create problems in the run game is only going to help us out, especially this week where we know they're going to try and attack us, especially in this type of weather and, you know, after the first game as well.